As you join me for this evening practice, you can be in bed or seated comfortably, perhaps on the ground or in a chair. Just make sure that your body is well supported and you're not expending a lot of energy to keep yourself up. Now, I would like you to look at your day and start at the beginning. Remember your morning, your mid-morning, lunch, after lunch, the afternoon, the late afternoon, the early evening, the evening, right up to the time that you're doing this with me. And as you look back, can you recall moments or situations, perhaps conversations, that you remember really energizing you? It can be something like having breakfast with a friend, or sitting outside in the sun while eating lunch, or looking at the snow-capped mountains, or making a lemon drink in the afternoon, or perhaps charting, mind mapping a new project. And just think, I'm grateful for the energy that this gave me. Think about that moment again. And let's consider, what about that moment energized you? Perhaps it was a shared connection, a shared excitement, somebody really understanding you, you really feeling on fire about something that's about to become reality. Or maybe just pausing, taking time away from something that was draining. Maybe that's what was energizing, just not being with some content that was draining. Note a couple of these moments throughout your day. And let's just hold them in gratitude. I'm grateful for the ability of my activity to energize me. And on the contrary, can you think of perhaps a couple of activities, occasions, conversations, communication that might have really sucked or drained energy away from you? We're not going to spend a long time focusing on that, but just note what they are. Before lunch, in the morning, at lunch, in the afternoon, early evening, evening? Is there something that you noticed drained you or took the gift of energy away from you? Let's consider for a moment, what about that activity took energy away from you? What about that was draining? And again, can we pause and be grateful for the ability to reflect, perhaps on our own contribution to how something was draining, perhaps with compassion for how someone else participated? And of course, we would all like to have days that are only full of energizing experiences. But unfortunately, that's not possible. And as you think back to perhaps those moments in your day that were draining, if you could have a redo, is there an element of them, a component that could make them perhaps a bit more energizing? Or at least less draining? Could you have taken a pause, gone for a walk? Could you have disengaged from conversation and come back to it with a cooler head? Could you have not procrastinated and started that project earlier so it doesn't feel draining now? Whatever it is, just note if something could shift, if something could be different, if something could be easier. And before we land this practice, again, think one more time about the energizing moments of your day. In the morning, before lunch, at lunch, after lunch, early afternoon, early evening, up to this moment? Was there something that you consider energizing? And what about that was energizing? And what would it be like to have more of that in your life? Perhaps it's just how you look at something that makes it more energizing. Perhaps it's just a mind shift, not necessarily the situation, but how you look at it. And can you look back with gratitude that we have this wealth of energizing experiences on any given day, and it's all up to us to just reflect, look back, and appreciate them. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice, and I will see you in the next one.